Christine Boskoff and climbing partner Charlie Fowler last emailed friends and family on November 8th after climbing a mountain known as Yellow Peak. Boskoff's company, Seattle-based Mountain Madness, expected her back on December 4th. But so far, no word has come of Boskoff or Fowler's whereabouts, and search parties in China say their efforts are hampered by the fact that the pair didn't inform anyone else about their plans. Boskoff's mother, Joyce Feld, says she's concerned that her daughter hasn't been in touch.
She and Charlie are experienced climbers, you know, they've climbed so many mountains. I just feel that there must be some physical thing that's holding her back, because why doesn't she come out?
Feld says many of the peaks Boskoff and Fowler agreed to explore are in remote places, where cell phones wouldn't work. Boskoff has scaled many of the world's most formidable peaks, including Mount Everest. Feld says the U.S. consulates in China and the Chinese government have helped organize three large rescue teams, but it's hard waiting for updates.
Some days I just cry by myself here. I cry and pray and hope that something good will happen. I miss her, and please come home, and I love her. And that's what I tell her. Please come home soon, because that's so long to wait.
Boskoff's company, Mountain Madness, has established a search and rescue fund to help efforts. Boskoff is a 1985 Appleton East High School graduate and 1991 alumnus of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee's Electrical Engineering Department. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.